Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel. It makes my blood boil when I think of the Holocaust and the genocide of the people of Almighty God. The Jewish people have blessed all the nations of the world. I will do all I can to help, but we all can contribute to God's chosen people. I never understood what Israel meant to us Christians until I really started to see God's hand in everything that goes on over there. I just hope I can do more in the future. I will keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob chose the land of Israel to be an eternal inheritance for his people. This land is holy and belongs to God. He is faithful and keeps his promises. He is with the people of Israel and with the Jews scattered throughout the world. God has given me a deep love for Israel and for his beloved Jews. I will stand with Israel and will pray always for God's love and mercy to be upon the land and his people. My prayers are for God to strengthen his people to stand firm against Israel's enemies, and that he will open the eyes of the world and press upon their hearts a deep love for Israel.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.